There are a few things needed to make an ornament or any other piece of art from glass. The job requires some heat. It also requires some tools.
We have blowpipes and punnies, any manner of tweezers.
This is artist Mike Newsad.
Carbon, graphite, paddles, wood, clamps and holders.
And, of course, you'll also need some glass.
It's like a giant test tube.
We're in the garage at Newsad's home. The garage has been converted into a glass-blowing studio. This is where he takes test tube-shaped pieces of glass and turns them into unique works of art.
Well, I think what we'll start with is one of my basic ornament shapes. It's a ball with sort of an icicle shape on one end and a hook on the other.
All right, his goggles are on, the tools and glass are at hand. It's time to create some art.
Right now I have this a little mouthpiece in my mouth that's attached to a rubber hose, and then a swivel, a brass swivel, and that's connected to the tubing. And so I'll start the torch. It makes a lot of noise. So what I'm going to do first is just make a ball on the end. If you imagine holding up two very long pencils. So if you imagine holding up two very long pencils and try to rotate them together so that the tips of the pencils touch, that's essentially what how it feels to manipulate the glass the way that I do.
And you're blowing into this tube then? Is that the deal?
Just lightly. It is a misnomer that when you're blowing glass, you know, you're really bearing down trying to get air into it. It doesn't work that way. When the glass is soft, it just takes a minute puff to make it move around. So now I'm just adding a decorative finial to the end. It's called an avolio, an Italian word, avolio. I'm turning the glass, trying to keep it centered so that when I blow the bubble, it doesn't come out really, really crooked. Turn the flame down. Add a little decoration to the finial or the avolio.
The flame is 2 to 3 inches wide. The specially designed burner prevents the flame from bushing out. This allows Newsad to handcraft the piece without wearing gloves.
Now I'm just heating up the rest of the tube away from my hand because moisture collects from your breath inside there. I don't want to have any of that moisture trapped in the bubble.
He continues to work the glass, adding decorative flourishes and color. He says it's like painting with glass.
That's it. Now I'll work on the bottom part, which is the little icicle.
The whole process does not take long, only about 15 minutes.
There you have it. Finished ornament.
Newsad will allow the ornament to cool off for another 10 to 15 minutes before he heats the other end to create the hook. Glass blowing requires skill and craftsmanship, which Newsad has developed over the past 20 years. Yet the ornaments he makes are not perfect, and he likes it that way.
I think that gives it more character, rather than some machine-made thing that no person ever touched.
Newsad also makes sculptures from glass. His fascination with glass dates back to childhood. His mother collected all sorts of glass pieces from yard sales or auctions or wherever else she could find them. Newsad says many of the pieces were unusual, and something about them sparked his interest.
I was always fascinated with how and why in the world would somebody make something like this. And she sort of planted the seed in me, not knowing that at the time. But, I always thought, wow, I wish I could learn how to make something like that.
Newsad considers it cathartic to melt glass and create a new shape. He says you have to force the hot glass to do what you want. He finds that manipulation with tools fascinating. The end product is fascinating, too. Sure, you can shop at a big box store to buy mass-produced ornaments, perfect clones made by machine. Or you can visit an art fair, where every piece, every ornament, has its own character. You just might find yourself drawn like a moth to flame by the glass reshaped by flame and the skill of an artist working his craft. Rich Egger reporting.